F, said Stanley. G, said Zero. He blew some air out of the side of his mouth. H, I, K, P, H, I, J, K, L, Stanley said. That's right, said Zero. I've heard it before. I just don't have it memorized exactly. That's all right, said Stanley. Here, I'll say the whole thing, just to kind of refresh your memory. Then you can try it. He recited the alphabet for Zero, then Zero repeated it without a single mistake. Not bad for a kid who had never seen Sesame Street. Well, I've heard it before, somewhere, Zero said, trying to act like it was nothing, but his big smile gave him away. The next step was harder. Stanley had to figure out how to teach him to recognize each letter. He gave Zero a piece of paper and took a piece for himself. I guess we'll start with A. He printed a capital A, and then Zero copied it on his sheet of paper. The paper wasn't lined, which made it more difficult, but Zero's A wasn't bad, just a little big. Stanley told him he needed to write smaller, or else they'd run out of paper real quick. Zero printed it smaller. Actually, there are two ways to write each letter, Stanley said, as he realized this was going to be even harder than he thought. That's a capital A, but usually you'll see a small A. You only have capitals at the beginning of a word, and only if it's the start of a sentence, or if it's a proper noun, like a name.